Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to take a shortcut to expertise on something every golfer thinks about. Distance balls.
Mm-hmm.
We've been looking at some amazing sources, including a lot of the data behind the Golf Day Buddy app, to figure out why some balls actually, you know, fly farther for you.
That's right. And our mission today is to get past all the marketing. We really want to understand the mechanics behind it.
Yeah.
And more importantly, how all that changes when you're playing somewhere as unique as South Africa.
You mean with courses like Fancourt or Sun City?
Exactly. The local context is everything.
Okay. So let's start with the biggest goal. The main reason you buy one of these, right?
Yeah.
More yardage.
Right.
You all hear they have lower spin and a high launch. But I mean, how? What's actually happening inside the ball to make it do that?
So this is where it gets really cool. What we're seeing in the sources, it all comes down to the core of the ball.
The core.
Yeah. A top-tier distance ball has this large, soft inner core, but then it's paired with a much firmer layer around it. So when you hit it, the ball compresses just right. It transfers a ton of energy, but kills that spin off the driver face.
Right.
That gives you more carry, more roll.
Right. Less spin means it's not fighting itself in the air.
Exactly.
Now, this is the part I find fascinating. The aerodynamics. You think, well, a golf ball is a golf ball. It's round.
Not quite.
But the design is so subtle. It's not just about less drag. It's about the dimples, right?
Yeah.
The actual patterns.
It is. The difference between, say, 300 dimples and nearly 400 is huge. The shape, the depth.
Yeah.
It all creates this stable flight. The ball can literally slice through the air with less friction.
And less friction is just free distance.
It's pure distance, especially if you've got a fast swing speed. And this is where that local South African context the sources bring up becomes so important.
Okay, let's go there. The Golf Day Buddy app insights really focus on two massive factors here. Let's start with the big one, the altitude effect.
Oh, yeah.
I know it makes a difference, but how much are we actually talking about?
It's a huge deal. The air is so much thinner at high elevations, like you'd find on courses near Johannesburg.
Or Blue Valley.
Right. Less air means less drag, so the ball just flies farther. The research suggests, well, it suggests about 10% to 15% extra distance.
10 to 15%? That's a club and a half.
It is. If you don't account for that, you're flying over the green every single time.
Wow. Okay, so you absolutely have to adjust your club choice.
Yeah.
What about the second big challenge? The wind.
The coastal wind effect.
Yeah, that breeze you get down in the Eastern Cape, for example.
Exactly. And that's where that low spin engineering we were just talking about becomes, well, essential. A low spin ball is just less affected by the wind. It holds its line better.
So the sources, they really emphasize a choice you have to make then.
They do. It's a trade-off. Yeah. Do you go for a softer feel, something like a Callaway Super Soft, for more touch around the greens? Mm-hmm. Or do you go for a high-performance ball, like a Titleist Pro V1X that gives you that distance, but also the control and stopping power you need?
And that all just depends on your game and, I guess, where you're playing that day.
Your skill and the conditions, absolutely.
And one last thing before we wrap, a really practical benefit. Just being able to see the ball.
You know, it seems so minor.
But it's not. The source material reminds us that these Hi-Vis colors are a lifesaver in the rough you find on so many South African courses.
So if you put it all together, what does it mean for you? Well, we learned that getting more distance is about the science of the ball. That core, those dimples, and the science of the environment, the altitude, the wind.
And choosing the right ball from a brand like Titleist or Strixon, it gives you a huge measurable advantage.
No question.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on. If the altitude up on the Highveld is already giving you an extra 10 to 15% distance, is the right ball more important for cutting through that coastal wind accurately or for just maxing out that distance you're already getting in the thin air? Something to explore for yourself.